Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, powerful business lessons to help you along the journey every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a must-read episode. On our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has influenced me as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a CEO, and how the book can impact you as well. Today's must read is You're Gonna Die by Neville Medora. Yep, that's today's must read. You might be asking, what does a book about death have anything to do with business? Lots of things, actually. Firstly, the subtitle of this book is You're Gonna Die, A Framework for Happiness. But essentially, this book is about time, your time, and how much do you value it? A big part of your time is spent building and growing and running your business. If you don't get that right, if you don't enjoy what you do, if you don't enjoy the process and not just the fruits of the labor, you're really missing the point. This is not to scold you. This is to course correct. And I'm not immune to this either. I was impacted greatly by this book. And I want to share with you some of the takeaways that you can apply to your life, to your business, and why you should read it too. There's so many great nuggets from this short, concise book by Neville Medora. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. You're Gonna Die by Neville Medora, A Framework for Happiness, was a short, concise, but impactful book that I want to share with you. I want to share with you a few things you can grab from this book that can change everything, that can really help you see things differently. The return on investment of this book is incredible. Number one, this book is a short book. It's 44 pages, okay? Neville is one of my favorite writers. He's a great blogger over at copywriting course and nevblog.com. We also did a must read on his other book that's available on Amazon called This Book Will Teach You How to Write Better. One of my favorite things about Neville's books and writing in general is that it's to the point. It's no fluff. You really get right into it quickly. And I really love that about this book. It's currently $5 on Kindle if you order on Amazon. You can order a paperback version as well. But the impact this book can have on your life, on your business, on everything you do is way more valuable than $5 or the time it takes to read 44 pages. I highly recommend you read this book in one go, one shot, because its impact is really felt when you read the totality of the message that he's trying to convey to you. And I want to start with my first takeaway from this book. The first takeaway you have when you read this book is life is short. Statistically, you know, if you look, it gives you a lot of data, it gives you a lot of research. He shows you charts showing you, hey, how old are you now? How much time you have left on this earth on average? You know, obviously you can die earlier or later. How many people your age are still around? All that kind of stuff. Now, I want to address the elephant in the room that, you know, this is not macabre. He's not addressing this issue of death to kind of just make everybody down in the dumps. He's actually empowering us with this information. He's actually saying, hey, having this information is going to help you have a happier life because now you know what you're dealing with. You know how much time you have to use. The currency of life is time. And imagine you're going shopping and you have no idea how much money you have in your pocket. What's your budget? You don't know if you should spend a lot, a little. You might be conservative because you're afraid. You don't know what's going on. So it's good to know the data, okay? The second takeaway I got from this book is really reflecting on how are you spending every day? Every day is your life. So I'm recording this. It's towards the end of my day, right? This day is gone forever. I cannot take this day back. I can't revisit it. I can't rewind. How I spent it is really, that's it. It's in the history books. I can't take those days back. And every day has a significance. How old you are, what's your health like right now? What are you able to do with your life and your brain and with the people that are around you, the loved ones and friends around you? It really paints a good picture showing you, hey, live in the moment. Understand that this time is precious. Understand that time is fleeting. And it made me really reflect, how am I spending every day at work in my business, which is the bulk of my time every day? Am I happy? Is there something that I can do to improve it? Is there something I can do to make me feel better about it? Is there something I can do to have more of an enjoyable day every day with a smile on my face? If I don't like something, I should just stop doing it. It's just not worth it. If it's going to make me, you know, 1% more profit, it's just not worth it, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard, right? So that second takeaway was really heavy. It was really heavy in a good way. It really made me reflect. It made me go on a walk and think about, hey, what can I do every day to enjoy life more, enjoy my work? I'm not saying I'm going to hang them all up and not do anything and not work and just live on a beach. No, I like what I do. I like building businesses. I like helping my team and, you know, build amazing products. But there are things I do every day that I don't enjoy. I need to cut those out periodically, regularly, and audit my life so that I really can look back and say, I made use of every day with a smile on my face. That's really what you want to do. The third takeaway I got from this book is he really reminds you that you're not living alone in this world, right? There are friends and family around you, loved ones. And a lot of us, including me, I'm the first to be guilty of this, have put all those people on the back burner for a number of years because I'm so focused on building a great business. I'm not spending as much time with them as much as I wanted to. I'm not in touch as much as I should, all that kind of stuff. And those people, just like you, are going to die. They're not going to be around forever. So are you taking that into account? I'm not saying you shouldn't focus on your business and do everything you can. I'm just saying that while you're doing that, there's another parade going by, which is life, which is everything around business. And if you don't periodically allow yourself time, schedule time to join that parade, to join those families and friends on the weekends, to do short breaks and go on vacations with people that you love, if you don't make time for it, it's just not going to happen. And you're going to have regrets. And I know for a fact for myself, I have regrets already for the last 10 years of some of the people I haven't spent time with that I should have spent more time with. I look back and ask if I did carve out, you know, a day here and there or a few hours or a phone call, would it make a huge difference in the business's outcome? Probably not. Especially if I have a small handful of people that I think are important to me in my life. The fourth takeaway was probably the biggest one of all. And he didn't say this directly to me in the book, but he gave a really good example and I could really relate to it in a business point of view. So let me give you the example he gives and then tell you what I'm talking about. So the example he gives in the book is a trip to Paris. So he says, imagine your dream is to go on a trip to Paris, but you've told yourself, hey, I want to do this in style. I want to go first class. I want to go 5-star hotels. I want to go to the fanciest restaurants in Paris. That's the way I want to do Paris. And if you dig your heels and say that's the way you want to do it, it's probably going to take you a whole lot longer, maybe 20 years to reach that goal and be able to pull off that Paris trip. What is your health going to be like? What are you going to be like in terms of your youth? Are you going to enjoy the trip as much as possible? Or at the very least, do you want to delay this trip by 20 years to do it that way? Instead, why don't you fly economy and go to, you know, some reasonable Airbnbs or hostels and eat at local bistros in the piazza or the town square? How different will your experience of Paris be if you did it that way? And you probably can pull that trip off in 6 months. So that really hit home for me, because if you relate this to business, building your own business, building your team, a lot of us are pushing for maximum profits, maximum growth. We might have aspirations to sell our company, to exit, to have a huge valuation of our company so that we can have the opportunity to sell this company to somebody. And it's just growth at all costs. And in the meantime, when you're trying to do that, you're burning the candle on both ends. And a lot of people do this because they want to have a comfortable life afterwards. They want to be able to enjoy their life, do things, be financially independent, all that kind of stuff. So why don't you try to have that life now, but with the business, and have a 20-year plan of slow growth, and have maybe, I don't know, 4-day work weeks. Many of us can have a comfortable lifestyle and a comfortable business and have more time on our hands and actually have the life we really want. With a business, growing with less pressure, with less demands on ourselves, opposed to this idea of, you know, retiring with all this money, when you really don't want to just sit around and do nothing anyway. What I'm trying to say is that the analogy or that example he gave really made me question, what do you really want? You know, in the trip example of Paris, you really just want to experience Paris. You want to see the sights. You want to be able to hear the language from local people, taste the cuisine. And you could do that with a far, far less amount of money in your budget. You could do it faster because it's not going to be so expensive. So when it comes to your business, what are you trying to do? You really probably just want to have a comfortable lifestyle, doing things you enjoy, being financially independent. And you can pull that off by building that kind of business instead of trying to build a business that's growth at all costs.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
To wrap up today's must-read episode, today's must-read, You're Gonna Die by Neville Medora, is a definite must-read. You really need to pick up this book, read it all the way to the end, all 44 pages, because it's going to change your perspective on many things in life and business and the way you spend your time every day. There's so much more that he goes into the book actually with only 44 pages, including what are some things that are going to make you happy every day? What are things that have proven to make people happy over the course of history? What I found was the biggest takeaway from this book is that this book is a book of empowerment. It's a book that's telling you, hey, this is your life. This is your time on this earth. Let's spend it wisely. Let's do it right. Let's be conscious of that fact. And a big part of that is the way you spend your time in your business and the reasons why you're doing it. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, leave us an iTunes rating and review. Also, don't forget to pick up this book on Amazon. We'll put the link in the show notes. You're Gonna Die by Neville Medora. Love his work. Check him out over at nevblog.com. Also, copywriting course with K's, all written in K's. You also can check him out on YouTube. He's got some fun videos over there you can check out. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Neville had a message he wanted to convey to the world. And he didn't say, you know what? This is only 44 pages, not worth it. Maybe I should just, you know, maybe make it a tweet. No, he said, this is worth a book. This is worth me publishing. And I'm so glad he made that decision. So if you're thinking about writing a book, but the book is not, you know, 300, 400 pages, don't worry about it. Publish it anyway. Make it accessible to people. Make sure that people can grab it, download it, buy it. And at the same time, I have not put down a book that's, you know, less than 100 pages. I've finished every single book that I pick up that's less than 100 pages. I have books that I did not finish that are more than 100 pages. So the rate of completion is going to be much higher. So your impact is going to be greater if you decide to publish a shorter, smaller book. So hats off to Neville. Another lesson he taught us through the book. Just wanted to mention that in closing. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.